It's time for the Talk of the Town on KTLO-FM. Brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mount and Ohm Edward Jones Financial Advisor on Cardinal Drive, Highway 62 East here in Mount and Ohm. A program highlighting upcoming events and interesting people and organizations in the Twin Lakes area. And now here's your host, Kim Saichi.
Welcome to Talk of the Town. So glad to have you with us. Might be a little bit cloudy outside, but we are going to talk about happy things here. Wanda Dismeyer is here, and we are going to talk about their huge rummage sale that they have every year at Redeemer Lutheran Church. But this year, we want to make sure, and we're going to mention this a couple of times, everybody needs to be aware that it's not in the church this year. It's at the Family Life Center, which is across from the church. It used to be in kind of both locations.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
But now you've kind of encompassed it all in one building.
In one building.
It kind of makes it easier, really.
It has made it easier, and it's been and it's really been fun because we're able to all work together now instead of just, you know, having a group over there and a group over here. We're able to have fun together putting it together.
Yeah, so. And you guys have items of every type.
Yes, we've
talked about the jewelry, the plants, the material, the clothing, the shoes, housewares. Name it.
It's
here. And gift ideas. Great gift ideas.
Oh, they
as well.
Are. They are. And then, of course, the Vespers, they have their plant, the plant room or the plant sale that they have plants for you. And also, we've got the White Elephants. And we really have a lot of furniture this year.
So really?
Yeah, we are. So if you're looking for some nice pieces of furniture, we do have some nice furniture. And, of course, we're the jewelry room. And we've got the linen room, and they've got the tools for the men, and we have a bake sale. So if you're looking for some homemade goodies, come and get some of the bake sale
that
items.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And I have had some of the baked goods. Of course, we all know what wonderful cooks we have at all the area churches.
True. And we also have, we're famous for our homemade pies that we have. There's coffee and coffee cake on Fridays, and there is a luncheon from 10:30 to 1. Do not have the menu because they've kept it pretty simple this year. It's going to be a very simple menu because
something like sloppy joes or ham and cheese sandwiches.
Keep it simple.
We're
keeping it simple. And then, of course, Saturday is the bag sale when you buy. It's the paper sack. It's the big paper sack. It's not the baggies. And it's $2 a bag, and you fill it as full as you can, and you can get a lot of good deals on that.
That's wonderful. What a great idea.
It is. And it's exciting.
You guys have Christmas items, too,
That's right. You know, thank you. I forgot about that one. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, we do. It's a separate room. It's the holiday room, and we've got, oh my gosh, you should see the wreaths they've got this year. Some beautiful wreaths.
Beautiful. Let's throw it out there, because there are folks that may be setting up household for the first time. Maybe it's the first Christmas married or first Christmas for baby, and you don't have a whole lot and you don't have a whole lot of money to spend. The bag day would be a perfect day to go and just load up that bag with Christmas decorations and Christmas items. Imagine what you could do to spruce your home up.
Well, and not only that, the price is really truly, though, even on your first day, we've got people waiting in line right at 7 o'clock in the morning. But even if you come that first day, our prices are good prices.
They're extremely reasonable.
Very reasonable.
Is that a good way of putting it? Because I've been
it
there.
It is. I haven't
been there in a couple of years, but I'm going
to have you come out this year.
I'm going to be in the neighborhood. So I was hoping to maybe stop by and, you know, peruse and see. I need some tea towels for the kitchen. I could probably use a couple plants, you know, things like that.
And a piece of pie. Got to have that piece of pie.
I could have a piece of pie. They have sugar-free pies. I know they have. In the past. I don't know if they will this year.
No, I don't either. I have not looked at the list, so I can't tell you about the pies too much. I just know they're homemade and they're mighty fine.
They're wonderful.
Yes, they
are.
I might
have to pick up a pecan pie if I can find one.
Yes.
Those are always
a treat.
Those
go pretty fast.
I know. I got to get there early.
Yes, you do.
That sounds wonderful. You've been involved with this many, many years. We were trying to kind of figure out. We can't even remember how many years you've been involved with this.
Been long. The reason we start so early, this goes way back, but the reason they always started at 7 o'clock is they had the idea that if they started it at 7, if you didn't have to be to work till 8 o'clock, would give you time to come over and take a look and see what we have you know, before you
go to work. I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea. Because it does close at 4 p.m. and a lot of people don't get off work until 5.
Right.
So that makes it perfect. But then, of course, you've got Saturday from 8 to 1.
Correct.
So, you know, if you really want to see what the great deals are, you got to get there early.
You
like you
do.
Said, there's a line waiting.
There is.
You go by there Friday morning, you're going to be wondering what's going on at the Family Life Center.
And I think it's supposed to be sunny. I'm not going to say it's going to be balmy out, but I understand that we are supposed to have sunshine.
Sunshine and 52 is what they're calling for right now.
That's
so
wonderful.
We'll wait
that
and see.
Good.
Yeah.
And I do want to make mention of this rummage sale. We used to be called the Redeemer Lutheran Church Ladies Guild, and we are now the Christian Women's Society. We have changed our name to the Christian Women's Society.
I like that.
And so it's the rummage sale. It's put on by the Christian Women's Society. But let me emphasize that every member of the church does get involved with it, whether they are working it, donating it, or whatever. And we appreciate those donations so very much. We couldn't do it without the donations.
Without the volunteers. We
and
have
the
nothing.
The monies go back into the community. I'm not going to list the names of them, but...
It's everything.
It's everything. And we do have a few of our own missions where we send money for a seminary student that we sponsor.
That's wonderful.
And so that's what...
But I know in the past you've helped Serenity and Gamma and Alpha and name it. You've helped them.
Yes, we have. And we're always open. You know, if somebody comes up with a different organization they would like to... have involved. Why, you know, we don't just stick to the same ones every year. We're open to others.
You try to spread the love.
We do. Yes, we do.
It's a good way to put it.
It is.
Spread that love in the community.
Yes, and we have a lot of that.
We do. We have a very generous community, and Redeemer Lutheran Church and its members and all of its volunteers have always done a wonderful job helping out in this community, and we thank them for everything they do. Friday, November 1st, 7 to 4. Saturday, the 2nd, from 8 to 1. Mm-hmm. And that's the bag sale again. This is at the Family Life Center. If you don't know where it is, I don't know how you can miss it. Really.
Right. It's what the address is, 307 West North Street.
Mm-hmm.
If that helps any. But if you know where Redeemer Lutheran Church is, just remember it's right across the street.
It is.
And so you can't miss it. You can't miss all the cars and all the lines of people. And we did have a few electronics this year that came in. And, of course, they test everything before they put it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be sure
the lights work, the toasters work.
Right. They'll put it on there. It works, you know. So you'll know that it's good. Pictures, the boutique and the clothing, the white elephant, the furniture. The tool room, the jewelry, the bake sale.
It's everything.
It is everything you could possibly want. You know,
you're going to take a nap after all this, right?
Oh, do we ever. My husband will go sigh a sigh of relief. Oh, I'm glad that week's over.
I know it. But we appreciate so much everything you do.
Well, Wanda,
thanks for coming in.
Oh,
good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Kim. We always enjoy our time together with
you.
So.
Thank you so much. Everybody, get out to the Redeemer Lutheran Church huge rummage sale this weekend, Friday and Saturday. And Wanda, come back and see us soon.
I will do that. Thank you, Cam,
very much. That'll wrap it up for Talk of the Town. Be good to each other out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Talk of the Town, brought to you by Gail Clark, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor on Cardinal and Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Learn how she can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.